is your girl Asada O, and welcome to the Easy Breezy Life, the official podcast of our global community, featuring women from over 50 countries who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. The purpose of this podcast is to help you become CEO of your life so that you can take the reins and create the abundance that God intended for you to have. As a disclaimer, everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. We believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, and we want to encourage you to seek our professional advice and support in any way, shape, or form that you might need it. We're going to take a brief break and come back with this week's episode. Want to know how I save tons of money on a Caribbean vacation while earning cash back? It's easy. The answer is Rakuten. Sign up online today using the link in our episode notes so you can start saving and earning cash back on your favorite online stores. And we are back. So, I gather that we all really loved the sister cast that we did last week. I was very excited to have my sisters join me and be part of that conversation. I think a lot of who I am as an alpha woman began with my relationship with my sisters and how we have evolved into womanhood, going from sisterhood to friendship and being able to authentically love and appreciate one another for exactly who we are. I hope that you felt our realness in that conversation and that it encourages you to strengthen or create boundaries or whatever it is that you have to do with your real life sister relationships or even your friendships that feel like sisterhood. Now, this week, I want to take some time to talk about congruence with your core values. A lot of times I have young women reach out to me and talk to me about struggling with a transition, having a group of friends, deciding whether or not to keep said group of friends, and moving on from relationships. How do you know if a relationship or a friendship is meant to be in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime? Because if you're not wise about being able to distinguish between the relationships that are meant to be in your life forever and those that are just for the current situation or circumstance that you're in, you will make the mistake of letting go of people who are really meant to be in your life and then holding on to the ones who you're just supposed to be letting pass by. I mean, I think for me in the past 2 years of my life, I'd really have had to sit down and begin to think clearly about what my core values were, who in my life represented those core values, and which relationships I wanted to invest in, which I maybe did not want to completely cut off but create some distance with, and which ones just did not fit anymore. It wasn't a good fit. And really, my point of view is outside of my immediate siblings, and my husband, and my baby, and my parents, every other relationship is up on the chopping block. Now, I know this probably sounds very harsh, but I've also grown up in an environment where I've seen people truly abuse relationships. And so I'm just not built to be tolerating a whole bunch of stuff. And as you saw from my sisters, we're pretty much the same way in the sense that we are who we are and we were who we are before we got here. And it's probably going to be the same when people come and leave our lives. One thing remains constant is the kind of energy we bring to our relationships and our friendships. And sometimes if you find yourself struggling with friendships, being hit and blindsided by betrayal, or not feeling like you're in this friend group and there's no authenticity, it is probably because you're not surrounded by people who truly share your values. So we're going to have a conversation about values today. How many of us know that there are over 220 core values? 220. First of all, that's a lot of values. I think there's probably not really all that much that they probably all fall under certain buckets. But at the end of the day, there are 220 different ways to describe our values. And your value system is going to dictate what drives your decision making, is going to dictate who you choose to spend your time with, how you choose to spend your time, whether or not you achieve and accomplish your goals. And it's really going to make and dictate what kind of environment is optimal for you to achieve based on your core values? And I believe that synergy comes from aligning our core values with what we're doing day to day and what is called helping us make money. So I'll use myself for an example. One of my huge core values is being able to serve, right? Service is a huge value for me. And so my job, what I do for a living in higher education, allows me to serve. It allows me to develop young people. It allows me to teach. I love education. I love learning. And so because I value things like learning and education and being able to serve, my work doesn't feel like work because it's in direct alignment with what I want to do and how I want to spend my time. Being on a college campus when learning is one of your core values feels like heaven because you can learn every single day. Now, another example for me is being able to be resourceful. Resourcefulness is a huge core value. That's one of the reasons why if I'm thrown into a life situation, after I'm done crying and licking my wounds, my mind automatically shifts to being able to figure out how to successfully navigate and scale that experience. And it doesn't change. The circumstances change. The situation might change. The story, the occurrence, the crisis might change. But that resourcefulness has remained constant throughout my life. And a lot of times, the reason why you're struggling in your friendships, in a romantic relationship, is because you have connected your ship, or you've connected, you hitched your wagon onto a wagon or a vehicle that does not have the same values you have. So we have to talk about that. We have to make a decision about what's really important. So I'm going to go through some of mine. I shared a few, but I'm going to talk about the ones that really grind my gears, right? The ones that really keep me going. And I think a huge part of my values is authenticity. Right? Authenticity is so important to me. It's one of the reasons why I can come onto this podcast every week and be unapologetically myself with you guys. It's one of the reasons I can talk about my shortcomings, my wins, and all of those things, because at the end of the day, I have no hangups about being who I am. Right? A lot of people in our generation or upcoming generations are spending a lot of time posturing for people who do not like them, people who do not care for them, to impress people who are not going to care about them the next day. But the way that I like to look at it is what you see is what you get. And you're going to have to make a decision as to whether or not my core value of authenticity is in alignment with what you value. So I have a very close pastor who mentors me, and one of the things he told me was, I don't allow my friends to choose me. I choose my friends. And when he said that to me, I really didn't understand. But the more that I thought about it, the more that I realized was that my pastor had a really strong sense of his personal values. And when he came across individuals who did not share his personal value system, he simply didn't befriend them. Now, that's not to say he didn't help them, coach them, cheer them on, celebrate them, but friendship, deep friendship, intimate friendship was not something he was willing to give or engage in with people who did not share his core values. So his strong understanding of his value system made it very clear and easy to identify who he was going to roll with and who he wasn't. And as such, when people approached or came into his life, he held their values and held their conduct and held their behaviors up against his litmus test of list of values. And if they aligned, then they stayed. If they did not, he moved them right along without guilt. And I think that's very important, especially if you're a woman of faith and you believe in the idea of loving your enemies and loving everyone. Love does not mean being BFFs. Love does not mean tolerating behaviors that are inappropriate. You still have to filter the people who come in and out of your life based on your value system. And when they align, you keep them. When they don't, you let them move on. The same goes for relationships. You're out here thinking that if you marry a certain individual, that you are somehow going to be able to change them. You can't change anyone. People change based on one, the grace of God, or personal decisions that they make on their own. You yourself as a human being cannot enforce enough influence on another individual to completely change their value system. You can have influence, but it's a long road. And why would anybody choose to completely change someone if they don't align to begin with? I mean, and I know people, especially when we're looking for a partner, it's hard out here in these streets. If you're an educated woman, it's hard to find other educated counterparts. But the truth of the matter is, the pain that is going to come into your life by you choosing to align with someone who doesn't have your values is going to be way worse than you being by yourself. And take it from me, I waited until after my 30s to get married. I was not ready to marry anybody who did not align with my value system. Come hell or high water, I needed to see what was important for me. And anytime someone showed me something that was not consistent with my value system, I unapologetically moved on. I don't care if I had to write a journal about it. I don't care if I had to cry. I was not remaining in any situation or circumstance that was not in alignment with my personal values and where I saw my life going. So you're going to have to make that decision, right? Another really important value of mine is excellence. It's got to be good, and I don't want no parts. It has got to be good, or I don't want any parts. Now, there is a difference between excellence and perfectionism, because a lot of times I say excellence and people hear perfectionism and they are not the same. Requiring everything to be done exactly how you want it to be done and need it to be done is not a spirit of excellence. That's called a spirit of control. Excellence is just wanting people to give their absolute best, knowing that that best may be imperfect, knowing that sometimes that best may fall short of what other people's standards are, but it is your personal best. And so having a spirit of excellence for me is extremely important. And I have found that my greatest point of frustrations have been when I have tried to keep myself in environments where that was not a primary and essential value and impose my personal values onto an environment. And let me tell you something, even in the Bible, it says that Jesus went to a certain land and could do no miracles there because the people did not believe. Value system, when you find yourself in a new environment, you have to ask yourself if the values or the culture of that environment are in alignment with your values. If they are not, then you have to make some serious decisions about whether or not you're going to stay. And if you do stay, then you've got to adjust your expectations accordingly. But more importantly, above all of that, you need to ask God where He's planting you. Because the truth of the matter is, I have found myself in my career, in my marriage, in my relationships, in my personal friendships, in environments where I felt the individuals or the culture did not align with my values. But what I did not understand was that God was using those circumstances, using those situations to change me and help me understand that there was something broken in my value system that needed to be more in alignment with what God wanted for my life and what His Word said. So I say that even as you identify your values, you got to give God room. You got to give God room if the life that we're trying to live is one that is pleasing to Him. Another very important value for me, which is, I guess, in alignment with authenticity, is doing my best to be honest. I have a really hard time playing politics in the sense that I am okay to be friendly with anyone. I'm okay to have a conversation with anybody. Strangers on the elevator, strangers on the train tracks. I can have a conversation with anyone and find a way to connect. But that connection must be authentic and it must come from an honest place. In contrast, there might be some people, you know, out there in the streets who value other things. And sometimes honesty is not a primary essential value for them. And for me, that tells me that I can't have a deep, close, intimate relationship with such individuals. And because I am true to myself, because I'm true to my values, when I find that there's too much tension between my friendship or relationship and another person's set of values, I make the decision to cut ties. And there have been some times, let me tell you, I didn't get this right 100% of the time, all the time. There have been some times that I have made room for people in my life that I have not have made room for, and they stayed in there way longer, ended up derailing my plans, ended up creating a series of sabotage events in my plans because I wouldn't let certain people go. So what are your values? In the notes section of this podcast, I am going to leave a nice, short, know your values, easy breezy life exercise for you to download and complete. And part one of that exercise is going to tell you, one, to just kind of circle what you perceive to be your values. Then you're going to group those values and you're going to pick your top five. Your top five, when you're looking for a partner or a friendship, if they don't represent at least three of those, they can't even be in your friend list, sis. They can't. We got to have at least three in common. That's my rule, not anybody else's rule. We got to have at least three core values in common before I can decide whether or not I even want to pursue a friendship. And I am so stringent about that at this point in my life that I will examine and study someone for months and months and months before making a decision regarding how and regarding if and how intimate of a relationship and a friendship I want with that individual. And I am unapologetic about it, because you know why? Your girl is trying to live an easy breezy life. The word of God says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. The friendships that you are involved with should never feel like you are carrying a boulder or you're doing this by yourself or like it feels forceful. That's just too much. People don't have enough time, right? If you're like me, you got commitments 5 days a week and maybe Sundays you're at church. Who wants to give up their one Saturday and Friday evening to friendships that don't fill you up and give you joy? Not I, said the cat. Not I. So you have to begin to ask yourself, when you look at your top personal values, what is essential to my life? What represents my primary way of being? What is essential to supporting my inner self and my goals? And who represents that? And if there's a part of my life, the way that I'm acting out, that's incongruent with what I perceive my values are, how can I get around people who are living, breathing, and walking the values that I'm trying to develop, right? Because it's just like a muscle, right? For me, if a personal value that I'm trying to develop is patience, I'm going to surround myself with people who are so patient that I have no choice for that thing to rub off on me. I'm not going to be around people who struggle with patience like I struggle with patience. If timeliness is a value that I'm trying to cultivate, then I'm going to get around people who are sticklers for time. I'm not going to hang around people who have no regard for time, because then I'll never change. We have to begin to behave and be consistent with what we proclaim our values are. We have to make it personal. We have to put it into use, because the Bible says that wisdom, you know, constantly learning and not putting it into use, that is not representative of what God has for his women and how he wants us to walk out. And if we're going to say it, he wants us to be it. He wants us to do it. He wants us to walk it. I'm going to give you an example. One of these days I was in the gym and a really heavy set guy comes up to me and gives me his business card. Now, mind you, I was already struggling because I did 20 minutes on the elliptical and your girl was tired. Okay. And now I'm laying there trying to do my little stretches and he's like, go ahead, keep stretching. But this man is visibly out of shape. As the man is talking to me and telling me about all of this knowledge he knows about workout and stretches, all I can think about is, well, how are you going to teach me about working out when you are clearly not in tip-top shape? I don't think I want you to train me. I think if I'm going to pay you for training, you're going to have to show me some physical proof or some receipts about how you're in shape. And I'm not making any negative comments about body positivity, more power to him. What I'm saying is that if I'm trying to build muscle, I'm probably going to go with the trainer who looks like he has a lot of muscle, right? Long story short, this man is talking to me and I'm like, wow, Lord, when we are not living inconsistent or in congruence with what we are saying our values are, it really does show to other people, right? And I think at that moment, because, you know, I could just find a message or a podcast episode topic out of any life situation at this point. I think at that moment, God was telling me, like, you know, if anything we're going to talk about here on the Easy Breezy Life, I have to challenge myself to live that way. And I think building community is such a huge challenge, right? For me, being a middle child, who I consider myself an extroverted introvert, some of my friends say I'm not that, but I don't believe them. I think I'm very introverted. I just like to talk when I feel like talking. When I don't feel like talking, I don't want to talk. Or I could be in a group of people, and then after 2 hours, I've hit my quota, your girl's got to go. So I think I straddled the fence of being an extrovert and an introvert. But long story short, building community outside of my sibling group has never really been a huge priority for me, because I've always been raised to believe that my siblings were my friends. So finding new friends and letting those friendships go through seasons and not letting them go, it just has not been a core value of mine. Now, there are some friends who I have kept through many seasons, but I have found that it's mostly the ones who share the values that me and my siblings share. But to kind of work and cultivate and go through the stresses of seasons that it takes to sustain community is not something that's always been a strength for me, because I've never seen the use of it when I grew up in a house with 8 siblings. I always felt like I got community. We good over here. But I see in myself that part of the easy breezy life is God trying to force me and call me out of my comfort zone of only being friends with my sisters and only really truly connecting with them and building sincere, long-lasting relationships through this Alpha Woman community. And I am so excited that you get to be part of this journey with me. And I really want you to take some time this week, download the core value exercise off of my website, complete it, and respond to me, okay? Leave me a voice message on the podcast. Leave me a message on the website. Let me know what came up as your core values. We're also going to do some cool engagement things on social media with this week. So please, know your values. Align your friendships, your decisions, your career choices, your business decisions with what you perceive to be those values. And my hope is that above all else, you will align your values with what the Word of God says. Let His Word be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I love you. God bless you. Go out there, kick butt, and we're going to come back next week. And